public meetings began about the Juneau Access Road project, and a seafood processor looks to make a major move in Sitka. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. Public meetings began this week on the Juneau Access Improvement Project. A Juneau meeting was held Tuesday, and the meeting in Haines is set for Wednesday. Skagway's meeting is scheduled for October 23rd. The meetings are part of the process for public comment on the draft Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement released in September. The public comment period on that document lasts until November 10th. The Haines meeting is at the Chilkat Center. It starts with an open house beginning at 3 p.m. The public hearing begins at 6 p.m. There will be several representatives available at the meeting, including the Department of Transportation project team, engineers, and consultants hired by the state to contribute to the EIS. One of those is avalanche specialist Bill Glued, owner of Alaska Avalanche Specialists in Juneau. Travel analysis consultants will also be on hand. The public hearing will be conducted by an independent hearing officer. The EIS includes several options for the Juneau Access Project, including a highway along the west side of Lynn Canal or expanding ferry service. But the state's preference is the East Lynn Canal Highway to Katsahine, with shuttle ferry service between an unmanned terminal there and Haines and Skagway. Highway construction is estimated to cost $523 million, and new ferry terminal and vessel construction another $51 million. Last month, DOT held public meetings about the Southeast Alaska Transportation Plan, a broad plan for the entire region that includes the Juneau Access Project. The Haines meeting was packed, and commenters at both the Haines and Skagway meeting focused on ferry service and the Juneau Access Project at that meeting, expressing concerns about the costs, about the terminal at Katsahine, travel options between Katsahine and Juneau, and other factors. Again, the Haines open house for the Juneau Access Project starts at 3 p.m. Wednesday at the Chilkat Center, with the public hearing starting at 6. The Skagway open house and meeting is set for October 23rd. As the new outdoor arts facility in Skagway inches closer to completion, residents are helping tackle the last of the details. Like on Saturday, when about 25 people spent 2 hours putting down 10,000 square feet of sod at the site. The more than $750,000 project at Seven Pastures includes a stage structure, sound booth, landscaping, and concrete pads and walkways. Assemblyman Gary Hansen and the Skagway Arts Council rallied volunteers to help lay the sod in front of the stage in order to get the job done quickly after the sod arrived from Whitehorse on Friday. The assembly also recently approved an extra $10,000 to help with the purchase and delivery of the sod. The other parts of the area will be seeded with grass this fall and next spring. Tuck Chinook Watershed Council in Haines has a new executive director. Meredith Pocart accepted the position after working as interim director for the last year, since Brad Ryan left to become executive director of Southeast Watershed Coalition. Pocart has worked at Tuck Chinook for the past 4 years, starting as an intern, then as food security coordinator, and as interim director. Pocart said Tuck Chinook continues with its education programs at the school and identifying watershed restoration projects. The group is a member of the Southeast Watershed Coalition, along with Tai Inlet Watershed Council in Skagway. Commercial salmon season is over, but Seattle-based seafood company Trident Seafoods was in Ketchikan District Court this week to face 20 counts of late fish tickets. According to charging documents, the Ketchikan Police Department was contacted by a Department of Fish and Game employee in Sitka who had been investigating Trident Seafoods and already passed the case on to troopers. The employee told police in July that Trident's fish tickets would be late because the plant modified the prices on the tickets. Alaska state law requires commercial fish processors to record each catch on an AFG-approved fish ticket, which must be submitted to a local representative within 7 days after landing. Charging documents indicate Trident's fish tickets were between 5 and 12 days late. The company is also charged with violating conditions of release on another 4 charges of late fish tickets from 2013. Attorney Henry Keene entered a plea of not guilty on Trident Seafood's behalf for all charges. Silver Bay Seafoods has tendered an offer to buy out the City of Sitka's industrial park. The processor began operations in a corner of the former pulp warehouse in Sitka in 2007 and has since grown into one of the state's largest seafood operations. Industrial Park board members heard details of the sale recently in Sitka but took no action. Instead, they decided to hold off a month in order to weigh the offer against a competing proposal from a different company. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
When it rains, it pours. That may have been in the minds of the board of the Gary Paxton Industrial Park as two major players in the seafood industry laid out plans to develop substantial portions of the remaining waterfront in the park. Silver Bay Seafoods has been at the park for 7 years and now owns its plant and several other properties, including a bunkhouse. Silver Bay's growth has been nothing short of extraordinary. It now operates 7 plants in the state, as well as plants in Puget Sound and San Francisco, and has one on the drawing board for Ventura, California. But a great deal of Silver Bay's success can be attributed to a contractor called Alaska and Pacific Packing. APP designed and built Silver Bay's innovative processing lines in Sitka, Craig, and Valdez, and now would like to permanently house its manufacturing operation at the park. Board member Steven Eisenbeis was interested.
I'm in support of your idea here. It looks wonderful. I think it'd be a great service for Sitka. I think it's something that's not offered in very many other places, and I'm sure you'll go somewhere else and work on this if not here in Sitka.
APP's Pat Glob wants to lease about 95,000 square feet of the park for his manufacturing facility, plus another 12,000 square feet of tidelands for a floating dock to moor the tenders and floating processors purchasing his company's equipment. At going rates, the lease would be worth about $128,000 a year. But the board would consider crediting Glob $10,000 a year for each full-time employee, which might reduce his rent to less than $50,000 annually. APP's idea is consistent with the development plan of the park, and the board might have wasted no time coming to terms with Glob were it not for the fact that Silver Bay is interested in the same property. Silver Bay, in fact, is offering to buy outright all the available waterfront in the park, plus some uplands, for $2.1 million.
I look back to when this was just a vision and the dream was big, and we've definitely proven that we are not about talk and rhetoric, but we're about implementation.
This is Rich Riggs, CEO of Silver Bay. Riggs is a lifelong Sitkan. He stressed that the company, despite its rapid expansion, calls Sitka home. Silver Bay is owned by a consortium of 300 fishermen, with many of those original investors Southeast Saners. The company's reputation, however, took a hit a couple of years ago when it processed trawl-caught ocean perch. Although the fish were legally harvested, trawling is banned in Southeast Alaska. Board member Steven Eisenbeis said the public was concerned. His question put Riggs on the defensive.
With this expansion, there's a concern that your plan is to bring trawlers into town. Care to speak to that?
Sure. That is not the intent here, just to be clear. The intent here is to provide value added to the resources that our Alaska fishermen that are owners are currently harvesting. We did obviously, as is well known, we did take a legally harvested resource and processed it here in Sitka in a year where we thought we were going to be, where we knew that the forecast was low and that likely we wanted to bring those multiplier dollars to Sitka and to make the plant profitable. But the expansion, the growth of Silver Bay here is not intended for. What we're talking about here, is from our perspective, is for value added.
That value added component includes a canning line, which Silver Bay is now operating on a trial basis, cold storage, and processing fish waste into a high-end oil and pet food. These facilities would be built on either side of Silver Bay's existing plant. The remainder of the waterfront would be utilized as a marine services center owned by Silver Bay, but operated by Halibut Point Marine. The haul-out would service large boats over 50 feet in length that can't be hauled out with Halibut Point Marine's current travel lift. A marine services center has been a goal of the park, but board member Tarmica McConnell, participating by phone, wondered if Silver Bay and Halibut Point Marine were setting up a private service.
I was just curious about the haul-out facility, if that's only going to be for tenders and herring fleet and large boats, or if any size vessel could go there and use that facility on a space available basis.
Alibut Point Marine owner Chris McGraw explained that the new yard would be an extension of his existing service, but with greater capacity. The existing yard would continue to operate as always. One thing soon to change at the park is waterfront access. The city has won a $7.5 million grant to build a bulkhead dock. Board member Dan Jones felt that public access to the dock depended on having public uplands available. He was worried about the city being put in an embarrassing position if the public dock were completely surrounded by private land.
The proposal as it exists, to me, takes too much land for us to be able to, with red face test, build the dock, continue to build the docks.
Board members expressed an interest in seeing a compromise between Silver Bay and Alaska Pacific and Packing that might put both businesses in the park. KCAW spoke with Glob after the meeting, and he said Silver Bay remains one of his best clients, but he would rather not lease from them and preferred to run a completely standalone business. Board Chair Grant Miller opted to hold off on any action for a month.
I'd really just like to find out if we have any other options rather than just saying yes to one and no to another.
The board then adjourned until October. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Special thanks to Robert Woolsey for help with this report. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.